Today's episode of the Be Our Guest podcast is brought to you by the great folks over at the Magic for Less Travel. The agents over at the Magic for Less are standing by right now to help you make some magic. They're going to work with you to plan the next Walt Disney World, Disneyland, or Disney Cruise Line vacation. Don't forget, right now is a great time to jump on a summer vacation down to Walt Disney World. You have Star Wars weekend, you have the Frozen Summer Fun events, and you have some big savings at the same time. So check that out. And also, right now, get in on a 2016 Disney cruise. Those cruise ships are heading to some awesome places in 2016. And right now, the rates are great. And the sooner you book, the better your rate and more availability for an awesome stateroom. Check them out today. They're going to help you make your next Disney vacation incredible. Drop by themagicforless.com.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 849 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and MagicalMouseRadio.com. I would say happy Friday to you, but the day has come, people. You know me. It's like a holiday when it's an Apple product arrival day. It's like you're looking any kind of delivery truck that comes down the street. Now, I'm talking to our friends out there. I know not everybody got one, but it's Apple Watch day. And every time a FedEx truck or UPS, you don't know what it's coming. Actually, I do know what it's coming on, but I don't care. Sometimes I get worried that it got mixed up and my little device got on the wrong truck somehow. So if I see a brown truck, a big white FedEx truck, the mailman, some random person is walking their dog by my house, I'm like, you know, hey,
carrying,
you know,
a package.
That's it. Like, and this one's, you know, it's not
I
like a big.
I just went out there to check to make sure they didn't steal
exactly.
An Apple Watch.
Oh, every I'm skeptical. I can't even speak of everybody on my like Apple Day. You know, I'm like, stay away from my yard. What are you looking at? Why are you looking at my mailbox?
He's like that old angry man who's got a hose. Get away from the yard. I will spray you.
That's right. Just don't. Yeah, I'm a nervous wreck. I always get so nervous because then I know what I'll be doing this weekend. Let's just say I might have, what's that, carpal tunnel or whatever when you have to get wrist surgery because you're constantly moving. Anyway, so yeah, happy Apple Watch Day to everybody who got one, and we'll be sharing that here. I'm sure you'll hear many stories on Twitter and so forth with it. So I wonder if you could do 15-second Instagram videos. That doesn't have a camera. So anyway, it'll be fun. So anyway, just we're going to talk tech today, which is fun. Not Apple Watch. We're going to talk tech. So joining me today for this great journey, we have Ricky from a DisneyWorldAfterAll.com, TGIF. What's up, Ricky?
Oh, is it my turn to talk now?
Hey, I'm excited. It's like Christmas for me. I love this day.
I know. And I still think that my hashtag from earlier this week was the best. So whatever. In regards to you. So
yeah, I set myself up a hashtag. I'm a geek, you know, and that's kind of a cool thing to be sometimes. I don't know.
Most appropriate hashtag ever. Just
that's
saying.
It. All right. Mm-hmm. Also joining us from down in Florida, we hand making magic and memories.com. We have Debbie. What's up, Deb?
Hey, just having a great time. I can't wait to do this show. We have a great audience, don't we? We have a great podcast family.
Oh. She is not getting the Apple Watch. I'm just saying. Miss Frugal Pants. You, little
no
Miss
way.
Frugal Pants, is not getting the Apple Watch. No.
No, I am not. You're right. The only Apple Watch I have is if I go down and get one, a little, like, what do you call it, like the little red delicious that I just strap it on my arm.
Yeah, exactly. She gets some Velcro, wraps it around there, straps it on her arm. I can
there
totally
you go.
See that.
The ironic thing is I told myself I'm not getting an Apple Watch. Like, I was dead set. I was not going to get this first generation device. And darn it, if they didn't put that Mickey on that commercial and it was like, it was like they were talking directly to me. Like they were telling me, like, you know, Steve Jobs from beyond the grave saying, Mike, dude, we know you love Disney. Look, we have Mickey tapping his foot. He's going to tap his foot simultaneously with millions of other Mickeys, and you got to have him on your wrist. I mean, it's ridiculous.
You dang mouse.
Yeah, ridiculous is the correct word. No, I'm just joking. Anybody that bought an Apple Watch, if that's what you want, good for you, because, you know, everybody's got their thing. So that's awesome.
All right. Also joining us, we have the co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel, who I'm sure will have one before the clock strikes 2016. We have Pam Forrester. What's up, Pam?
I told you I'm not getting one.
Yes.
I already have things on my wrist.
It's the ultimate magic band. I'm telling you.
No, it's not going to happen. Unless Disney and Apple work together so that it can be my magic band. And then
Why would it not? I mean, seriously, it could open the doors. I mean, it could do all that stuff. It does it at other hotels.
Once it does, then I'll get one. But right now, no, as it stands, I'm not. I'm really not even tempted. So, I mean, but I'm glad you're happy about it. Oh, that's
I'm so excited for you.
I've been
doing curls all week just so that I'm ready. So I don't like blow out my whatever that muscle is on the outside of my forearm.
Yeah.
Hey, man, it's like you gotta have spring training. You don't want to go
like
out there.
Your trapezoid.
That's exactly my trapezius.
No, that's a fire.
My trapezius deltoid.
You don't blow out something. We don't want any blowouts, really.
No, not at all. Not with the podcast crews coming. Anyway, all right, so today we're going to talk tech, and we're going to talk about things we haven't mentioned before, hopefully. That was the idea. And things to think about when it comes to using your tech to improve your Disney vacation, whether it's on land at Walt Disney World, Disneyland, or maybe even Adventures by Disney, but also on the cruise line, because the cruise line brings a few things that are slightly different to using everyday tech. But these are things you want to think about before you leave home, so when you get there, because a lot of times your technology can get in the way of enjoying your Disney vacation. But I'm one of those people that I try to make sure that my technology enhances the vacation during the vacation, but also lets me capture memories and bring those home and also share with my friends and family around the world in real time, because I know that a lot of people do that for me when I'm not there. And so I want to be able to do the same while I am there. So let's start off with Debbie. So Debbie, what do you offer in the way of tech for people to think about when it comes to making sure that you are kind of striking that balance? You're using it well, but it's not getting in the way.
I actually love some apps that I use, Mike. And one of them that I love for budgeting purposes is the Walt Disney World. Of course, I'm doing one for Disneyland right now, but it is actually their dining app. It's like WDW Dining, and of course the other one's DL Dining for Disneyland. And what I like about it is that you can actually go on there and you can open it up, you can actually see the different restaurants, see what they serve, and they'll give you their real-time pricing. They could be off a little bit if they haven't updated them, but usually they've been pretty accurate. So I like that one for me for budgeting, because I pay cash for everything and I want to kind of see how much money I need to bring in advance. So that's one of my favorites. Another one that I find very useful, and I use this every day. This app is like my everyday app, so whether at Walt Disney World or in my office, it's called Battery Life. And whenever you have to hurry up and charge your phone, it's the wildest thing. If you plug your phone in, like you're at Disney World, you got just a few minutes, you just want to kind of juice it up just a little bit more. When you plug it in, just to do the normal circle and cycle of getting electricity to it and start charging it up, it could take a little bit of time. However, there is this really cool app, and it is called Battery Life, and I think it's even free. It might be just a couple of dollars. Best money you'll ever spend, because when you open the app up, when you've got it plugged in, it's like it super fast charges it. So you actually get it charged so much faster. And then when you go on the app, you can actually go down and you can click on the performance button, and it'll talk how much talk time you have, how much data Wi-Fi time you have, how much audio playback time you have, all of this information. So I personally find that it not only helps you see how much battery, is it 100% or are you at 90% or 50%, but you can also see where you're at in some other things, like if I could talk on the phone, I got to call Pam or I got to call Ricky or Mike and see something. I'll know how much talk time I have before I really use those battery juices up.
And that might be good, especially if you have kids that are trying to use your devices. You can kind of show them, look, we only have, because I think, a lot of times when the kids are trying to use the parents' phone or something to entertain themselves, maybe in line or, maybe a meal that's a little bit longer. If you can show them actual numbers, if they're old enough, like, look, we don't have that much time. We got to conserve it. When you see it there, that might be something that the kid can relate to better than just, dad saying, hey, stay off my phone.
Exactly.
Because, I don't let anybody use my phone, but it
Or now the Apple Watch.
Exactly, right?
Because that's a personal device now. There you go.
All
right, so let's go over to Pam. So, Pam, I know we put some stuff up here in this Google Doc, and a lot of these things, I'm unsure of. So tell us about what you decided to bring to the table today.
So one of the things I really like to have is, even though the camera, I think, on the iPhone is really great, I think that there are some simple apps that you can get that help you enhance those photos. Either it's editing after you've already taken it, or even helping you before you take them. And one of them is the VSCO camera app, which I really like. It has a lot of things that you can use before or after you take the photo. You have to kind of play with it a little bit to get a sense of it, because when you're on the phone, you know, everything's so small there, like, and it has these like sliding scales for brightness and color and things like that. But those are things that you can put in play even before you take the picture. And I think they really enhance that whole thing because, you know, especially when the light's low or, you know, something like that, you have the ability to change that and see whether you're going to be able to get a decent photo even before you start playing it with other apps. So I really like that. And another one on the same vein that I use a lot is Camera Plus. And they both do kind of the same thing. Some do it a little better than others. But again, they're things that you can use to help you take a better picture and make sure you get a better picture even before you take it.
All right. Sounds good. We'll make a list we'll put on Facebook of our, you know, this list of apps so you don't have to worry about jotting this down if you're driving or, you know, running or something like that. So we'll get that up there sometime either today or this weekend. So two camera apps. Now, what do you have next?
So then I have, you know, Waze, which I'm sure a lot of people really know, but if Steve's not there with me, I need Waze. It's Waze, because most of the time I am just a passenger in the car and I pay absolutely no attention to where we're going, what we're doing, where I am, how to best get there. But the great thing about Waze is, and I use it even at home too, is that it functions on input from other users. So while it's driven by Google. Google purchased it a while ago. And while you're in the car, you could be like, this is my normal route, but someone may report that there's traffic or an accident up ahead, and it will immediately tell you that and then give you the option to find another route if it's going to impact your journey that much. Now, this may not be a huge deal in Disney World, except for the few times when, you know, we have been there and there's been an accident or some kind of closure that we totally did not anticipate, and Waze helps us out. They really, because it's all user inputted, and I love apps that have user input, it just makes it so much more functional. I love it. So I suggest this one as well.
It's very good to have on your device during a running weekend, because a lot of times there's a lot of road closures and it'll give you marathon weekend.
Yeah.
Now, this next one that I see you're typing on the Google Doc right now, but I have no idea what this is.
I have no idea what it is either. It sounds intriguing.
Let's get to this one. So tell us about laundryview.com.
So it's actually, it's classic.laundryview.com, and you can actually go there and search for laundry spots that may be open. So the washers and dryers that are in your resort, right? So you go ahead and check in the Walt Disney World area, and you can see which washers and dryers are open and which ones are not. And I think that's really cool, because
that's insane.
I know,
that's awesome.
Right? I know. So again, I just love the way that that works, because, you know, then you don't have to haul your laundry over there if you know that nothing's available.
True.
And then you also have the option of, you know, seeing, okay, am I going to have a dryer available, you know, when I go there? So anyways.
Wait, does this go down to the actual machines or just the laundromat itself? Like, it tells you how many, I guess they're connected to a network. I didn't know that.
classic.laundryview.com/Disney World.
I am so on. This is why the internet was made.
Seriously.
I know. So like, you can go to click on a resort. It has a list of resorts I'm looking at right now. So
that is nuts.
I know, right? Cool. At the Villas at Wilderness Lodge, number 6 is being utilized, but number 5 is available. 1, 2, and 4 are available. Number 3 is available. And actually, it even shows you how much how much of the cycle is approximately left. There's a sliding bar that shows that. Right, and it shows you whether it's available, whether it's in use, or whether it's idle, which means somebody left their crap in there, and you can feel free to pull it out and set it on the table.
That happens on the ships all the time.
That is the coolest thing ever.
I know, right?
That's crazy. So, we got to get the person who wrote that app on this show. We got to book them.
I know, right? That would be awesome.
Or the website. Anyway, we don't want to run too long. So I know we have quite a few. We got to get these all in. So go ahead, Bam.
So the next one I use is Carousel. And what this app lets you do is you hook it up to your Dropbox and then it automatically uploads your photo stream to your Dropbox.
Oh, yeah, I saw they loaded that out. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's really useful. I like that in particular because Dropbox I use from a couple different devices and then there it is right there. The photos are there. So I love that. I just think it's super convenient. You know, the other thing I do is for all of my devices, and this even includes my Fitbit, I order an extra charging cord so that I have two complete sets and I keep one packed at all times.
Amen. Amen. That is great advice.
I am not fooling around. I, you know, have had occasions where I, before we started doing this, and actually probably in the last year, because I didn't do this when I ordered the new Fitbit, I forgot to order an extra card. And of course we got down there. And of course, you know what I didn't have. So we were Amazoning it to our room. But anyways, just order two. I know it's an additional expense, but dang, it saves you so much peace of mind and you don't have to worry about packing them each trip. So
that's true. I mean, it's just peace of mind. It's worth so much when it comes to vacationing.
Sure. For sure. All right. So
this is going to be an expensive show for our listeners. They're going to be buying apps and cords.
I know, right?
All kinds of stuff.
So my last two ones have to do with food and drink. Well, actually, just drink. In both cases. No, sorry, I have one after that. But anyways, the two that deals with drinks, I use Untappd, and I use that to keep track of the beer that I drink when I'm at Disney World or anywhere else. It's just a really convenient app to note. The type of beer, you know, the brand, whether I really liked it or not. And I don't do it to really share with other people, although I know there is that aspect to the app that people share. And I get that, that people want to see what other people like. I don't really care what other people like. I only care what I like. So I do it just to keep track of what I like and what I've tried because it's hard. You don't really remember. And the other drink app that I use is the Starbucks app because use that just like you would at home. But because there are Starbucks in the parks now and at Downtown Disney, I find it really, really convenient because we stop there all the time. I am kind of hooked on the refreshers, especially when it's hot out. I just think they're an awesome drink. So I love those. And we visit Starbucks plentifully. And then finally, I keep a note, and you can sync your note to go on all your Apple devices, but I keep a note that has all our doctors' numbers, names and numbers, any prescription information we have, like the name of the prescription, the generic name, if there is a generic one, and the dosage. And that's just in case something happens. You know, you want to prepare for any emergency that may happen, but then I'm not like fumbling around in an emergent condition like, okay, what was that thing that Steve takes and, you know, how often does he take it and blah, blah, blah. I mean, we have all of that information right there and it's just something that you don't want to use, but if you're in the situation, you want to have it.
Great. Listen, let me ask you about the Starbucks app real quick because I'm somebody who doesn't, again, never been in a Starbucks, but at Walt Disney World, do the rewards cards and all that and gift cards, do those all work the same as they do anywhere around the world? But is there any difference to a Disney Starbucks and a regular one?
Yeah, there is. You can't redeem for rewards purchases. In other words, if you have earned a free coffee or whatever, you can't redeem it there. But other than that, your Starbucks account, you can use it in, you know, the way you would at any other Starbucks. If you have money on it, you can hold it up and they'll just scan that. And in addition, you earn the points or credits for each drink that you order just like you would any other time.
Okay. And the crucial question about Starbucks, if I go there this summer and order a drink, how do I get like a cool, like witty name on my cup so I can take an Instagram picture with like some witty name that kind of goes along with me? Do they name me or do I have to name myself?
No, you give them your name. You can tell them whatever you want. You can tell them your name is Tinkerbell and they're going to be writing Tinkerbell on your cup.
Well, I will pay good money to see
whatever you want to do. And you know what? I have to say, that Starbucks is not just for the drinks. I will tell you, there is an almond croissant there that is fan freaking tastic, and other treats that are as well. I know that there that people are like, you know, got all roughly about Starbucks, but you know, Starbucks is successful for a reason.
Yeah. That's true.
That's well said. All right, let me give my list, and we'll go to Ricky. Mine is, I have a few, most of mine are apps that you can get for your iOS device. Excuse me. And my first one is, Ricky and I are actually going to do a show on this on Monday, a little bit, kind of take a spin, like a Disney spin on this topic. But there's this new thing. It's been around for about a year, but I'm kind of catching on to it. It's called IFTTT, which stands for if, then, if.
If this, then that.
Yeah, I can't even say. Anyway, yeah. It's IFTTT. Google it, or you know, go on the App Store. And what this is basically they're called recipes, and it links a bunch of apps together. Like you can link your camera to your Dropbox, or link your Dropbox to your Evernote. It seems kind of complicated at first, but once you kind of make a couple of connections, and you can download or just click on and install pre-made recipes, and your device will do all kinds of crazy stuff. And the one that I suggest for Disney fans is that there's a free app. It's, again, another camera app. It's called the Do Camera app, and it's free, and it's connected to IFTTT. And what this is you can make basically it just a full-functioning camera. It's a new button. It's red, you know, instead of the, like, gray camera button you have for the native camera app. But what you can do is, like, for Pam, what I've done is I've set her up with a certain camera. Like, there's a little email envelope when I open that one up, and what it'll do is if I take a picture with that camera, it automatically emails that picture to Pam as soon as I take it, so I don't have to email it to her later. As soon as I'm taking it, it's going in Pam's email as well as on my camera roll on my phone. Now what this would be great for is if you are on vacation down at Walt Disney World and say your parents or grandparents back home, you know, want to keep up with what's going on in your vacation, but they don't do Twitter, Instagram, you can, you know, just put their email address, and you can put a bunch of email addresses in there and just take the picture and done. You know, it's just like taking the picture anyway, and it's on your camera roll, and you can share it out if you want through social media, but it's also a backup. You could email it yourself. And, you know, I'm big on backups because I think if you're going to lose a phone to something happening, Walt Disney World, unfortunately, is a great place for that to happen because you're using it so much and you're just so busy. So it's called the Do Camera app. It's free in the iOS App Store. And I would mess around with that. You can also, like I have a second camera set up within the app because you make different what are called cameras. And I have one that'll send SMS messages to Pam. So I can text her as well if I use that one instead of email. So she can get it instantly. The next one, I have Periscope and Meerkat, which are both either fun apps or extremely annoying apps, depending on how you look at them. They are both live video streaming apps where you can go in and stream video from whatever you're doing. You can walk around downtown Disney. You could be getting ready to ride Soarin', or you could, you know, be sitting down in Norway. Well, I guess the bakery's still open and having, yeah, you could have a, you know, some school bread or something. It takes mundane things. And actually, I mean, it's kind of fun to see your favorite place. And again, this brings the magic back to those who are not down there. Periscope and Meerkat are both basically the same. Meerkat does not let you save, like online, your videos. They're just, you do it once and they're gone. You can save them on your local device. Periscope lets you save them for 24 hours for people to watch and then they go away. But it's kind of fun, you know, so maybe try that out. It will eat through your data pretty quickly and your battery, so you don't want to do it a lot. But it's something you might want to do, you know, a couple minutes here and there for everybody back home to, you know, friends and family back at work. They could be jealous. Next thing, Google Drive. And this is another free app, and Google does a great job of offering a lot of free services that are really handy. I use it, though, because they have just in the last month made it so that they back up your pictures to your Google Drive all in one place. You used to have to do this through the Google Plus app, which is a nice thing because I'm big on backing up my pictures, because if I lose that phone and I haven't backed up, I've lost all my pictures from vacation. But if you grab this Google Drive app, you can also back up your pictures. And I think I pay $1.99 a month, and that gets me like 100 gigabytes or something. I mean, it's tons of space. And I do like that. It's not free. They give you 15 gigabytes for free, but I'm up to 100 because I use it a lot. And it's $1.99 a month. So that's something, Google Drive to back up your pictures. Another app that I have, it's called Dark Sky, a weather app. And there's lots of weather apps. There's probably more weather apps than anything. But this one's kind of slick because it will send you a message and let you know if it's going to rain in the next hour. Like there's a setting on it that says, like, will it rain in the next hour? And it tells you. And that is super handy because, I mean, that's probably the biggest thing you need to know at Walt Disney World, because it's so changeable. You know, like, absolutely, it's so dynamic down there. You want to know, because it can be sunny, and then, you know, this thing goes, hey, it's going to rain an hour. Hey, you know what? You're ahead of the curve. You know, the way I've done this, you know, ever since I was going to Walt Disney World, hey, when they start pulling out ponchos at the gift shop, something's about to happen. You know, that was my old dark sky. But this is, it's a $3.99 app. It does a lot of other stuff. It's pretty cool looking. It's very visual. But it does give you that. Also, you can set up an if this, then that, an IFTTT notification, and it will tell, it'll send you a text message if it's supposed to rain that day each morning. So that's kind of, and that's free. So there's a recipe that'll do that. I have that on my phone. So it'll say, hey, it's going to rain today. And so that way, like when you're leaving the, you know, leaving your hotel, you bring a poncho. Another one is the Walgreens app. And I use this one a lot because I can scan my prescription refills, because I take some medicine for like migraine headaches and so forth that knocks them out really quickly. And I don't have to remember the number. I just keep an old bottle, you know, or the bottle that has, you know, maybe just a couple left in my computer bag. And then all I have to do is open the app, point it at the phone, boop, and it scans it, refills it, all that stuff. So that's pretty simple. I know a lot of people do that at home, but it's handy on vacation. Another one is what I use AT&T, but whatever carrier you have, it's good to have a data usage app so you can keep track, because you can burn through data very quickly on a Disney vacation, and it's kind of good to peek in on that maybe once or twice, you know, every other day to see what's going on. You know, are you 15, you know, gigabytes on the third day of your cycle and you get 10 a month? I mean, that's going to be expensive. So keep an eye on that. What? Go ahead, Ricky.
I said that's a little bit expensive. Yeah.
I mean, you just want to keep an eye on things, you know, because the thing about your smart devices is you're not using them like you do at home when you're on vacation. You know, you may be using them less. You may be using them more if you're like me. It just depends. And I have two other things. It's just simple kind of hardware stuff. Power strip. Always bring a power strip with you, especially like when you're traveling. Like, because now, you know, Paige has a couple of devices. Pam has hers. I have two or three. You know, Mallory inevitably has something that needs to be charged. Actually, we might need to bring two power strips. And also get one with surge protection, because it is Florida. There's lightning. You know, it's not likely to happen, but, you know, hey, it's always better to be safe than sorry. And then kind of going along with what Pam said, I just put every cable imaginable. I just chuck them into the bag, because cables are not heavy. You know what I'm saying? And it's like the one you don't pack is always going to be the one that you need. So don't tempt fate. You know what I'm saying? Like, put them all in there. They're not that heavy. You know, it's like, oh, one more USB cord. It's not, you know, if it's 17, who cares? Bring it, because that's going to be the one that's like not bent or something like that. So that's what I would offer. So, Ricky, close us out talking tech here for our Disney vacations.
Okay, so I have a few, although a couple of them you guys have mentioned, but, you know, I'll try and do some different ones. So the first thing, this is my must have. If I don't have this on a Disney vacation, my life is over. I have to have a portable battery for my phone. There is just absolutely no way I can go through the parks and last the entire day without a portable battery. I'm constantly using the phone, so it's something that they must have. I've got a really great one that I love. I use it every trip, and it fits inside my purse. It's very small and compact. So, and I have a tiny purse. So for anybody who's seen my purse, it's a very small purse. So it doesn't fit a lot of stuff in it to begin with. So the fact that this fits in there, it's great. I also often bring my GoPro. I got a GoPro for Christmas from my mom and dad a couple years ago. And it's also, again, something that's tiny, compact. It's a little, for those who don't know, a GoPro is a little camera that you can use and do videos, short little videos and stuff like that. I've done it on outdoor attractions. So like when my brother was doing Jungle Cruise, I would use it to, you know, film his spiel and stuff like that. So that's another kind of fun thing to have, to take little fun videos. Kind of has a fisheye lens to it, so it kind of distorts things just a little bit, but it's still nice to have if you want to have some fun with the camera. I mean, you know, a lot of people take it for like skydiving and stuff like that, so that's kind of what it's for, those people who like to do rugged outdoor things and have a camera with them and stuff like that. That's, I think, why it was invented.
Hey, you need to bring that on the cruise. Make sure you don't forget that.
Oh, that's true. Mike, remind me, because
that'll be awesome. We're going to have fun with that, because I've always wanted a GoPro. I just don't want to buy one, you know?
Yes, I will forget, so remind me. Okay. Because I do have it. And with that, they also do have an app that you can use on your phone to see kind of what's going on. I played around with it a little bit. If somebody has figured out how to turn the volume off of that, so I can use that as my screen, because the GoPro doesn't have a screen on it unless you pay for the screen, and I'm not paying for the screen. So, but that's something as well that I use. Let's see here. I use Dropbox, like Pam was talking about Carousel. I haven't played with Carousel a lot, but I do use Dropbox. One of the really useful things, especially during marathon weekend, is the Find My Friends app. It's just the simple app from Apple, but oh my gosh, I can't tell you how useful this thing is.
Except when you find your wife at Kona, when you're like running at mile 17, you're looking for her to be cheering you on. You know, she's sitting at some Tonga toast and you're like out there.
That's your bad. I'm just saying.
That's not right.
That's totally your bad. No, it was so useful during marathon weekend because, you know, I was having to track all of you guys and everything like that. And it was telling me, okay, I had enough time to get to this next point where I wanted to be to see you guys and everything. Also useful in case Mike talked about, you lose your phone. Of course, you do have the other app as well where you can search for your phone, the Find iPhone app. But it's also just in case one of your significant other has the Find My Friends app, you can do it that way too. But I just think it's a great app. It's very, very, very useful. And I've used it multiple times while I've been down at Walt Disney World. So that's a huge one for me. To play with my photographs, sometimes I will use Diptych. That one I like. It's basically what it does is it allows you to kind of manipulate your photographs, create little like collages. That's why I like it, because it easily creates collages that I can use. And they have just some fancy stuff. I usually use the classic stuff because I'm not looking for like hearts and rainbows and stuff like that, which they do have like options like that. They have like peace signs and stuff. So I'm simple. So I just do like the square and, you know, stuff like that. But that's a really great app. You can also put text on your photographs as well if you're looking to put text on photographs. And it's just a fun, simple, free app that helps to enhance photographs. So that's why I really like that one. There is actually a Disney gift card app. I don't know if anybody knows it exists. It's something that I kind of just happened upon.
I have it. I love it.
Yes, it is great because you can input your gift cards and then it will tell you how much money you have left on it, which is great if you don't know how much money you have on it.
You never know. It's like roulette. I think I hate giving the other girl one, like, I think there's like 36 cents on this one.
Exactly. It tells you, you input it, you put the information about the card, so that kind of thing, and then it tells you how much money is left on it. Now, the only thing I wish it would allow you to use the card then as your phone. You know, your phone is the card. That would be fantastic if they came up with that. Unfortunately, you can't. You can only use it to kind of see how much money is left on your card.
So they can't like scan your phone?
Right. No.
Oh man, they're missing out.
I know. They're totally missing out. Disney, let's get on this. It would be so simple. Just let me scan my stupid phone. It would make life so much easier. So, yeah. But at least it can tell you how much money is left on them, because I found a Disney card gift card, and I was curious as to how much money it was on it, and I just put it in my gift card thing, and it says I have $7.47 on it. So woohoo, free money! I didn't know I had
half of a Starbucks right there. You know, you can get a little mini.
That's right. So and then the last one that I use a lot while I'm down there, it kind of goes along with Mike's weather app. It's My Radar, and it will actually show where the storm is going, which is always very helpful when you're down in Orlando and it starts pouring. So
it's always going wherever you are going. Typically, you know, it follows you around. It seems like.
Exactly. So those are typically the apps and technological things that I use while I'm down in Walt Disney World.
And again, everybody's mileage is going to vary, but you know, these are things to think about. You know, you're probably not going to use every one of these, but maybe you've discovered one or two things. And the best part is, hopefully you can give us some suggestions as we talk
Absolutely,
about this today.
Because apparently I learned that laundry thing from Pam that I didn't even know existed. So that was fantastic.
Here's the question though, because I have one more thing I want to ask before we close the show, but before that, Pam, how did you come across this? Like, what made you search for classic.laundryview.com?
I'm in a ton of different Disney groups. And I think I found it on one of those. They were talking about it at some point. So I love stuff like that because it's just one of those things that you wouldn't know unless someone told you about it, right?
Right.
I mean, I don't think there's a big marketing effort for this website.
You think?
but anyways, I'm sure there's not big bucks behind it, but it's really, really useful and something that can add to your trip for sure.
Disney could totally buy them for like $1 million and they'll be set. Watch, it'll happen. They'll be like, you know, that's how it always goes. You know, like they wrote a little simple app and then boom, they're millionaires. Classic.laundryview.com. Anyway, the last thing I wanted to bring up, and again, I'm not trying to be controversial here on a Friday. We're chill. We're relaxing. The weekend's upon us. But the selfie stick thing. And I will say, now, of course, I understand. You're not supposed to take them on attractions. That's common sense. You can ruin everybody else's experience. You could impale yourself on some attractions. I get that. I'm totally for that. Don't think that, because everybody knows I use the selfie stick to make little videos and so forth. I asked for it as a total joke a few days before Christmas, but then I found
and
it kind of useful.
Now he uses it.
It's like useful, though. But here's the thing. We got back, no kidding, from Marathon Weekend, and we had more pictures of our family than we did in 5 years prior with all of us in there. Because we don't do PhotoPass, you know, or Memory Maker for the most part. So, you know, I would say, you know, there's nothing wrong with getting a selfie stick, because when people aren't around, you want to get a family picture at unique spots, you know, maybe not a spot where there's a lot of people. Just use common sense. Don't bother people with it. But if you're going to get one, I've learned is that I got a second selfie stick for $8 on.
You have two?
Well, because here's why. I wanted the shutter, the remote like Wi-Fi shutter thing, like it's a button. Because I was using, like, when we were down there on Marathon Weekend, I was using my headphones because that'll like trigger the camera. But it's kind of in the way, and like you only have as long as the headphone cord is. But now I bought this one. It was $8 and it came with a little Wi-Fi button that works great. So I don't even use the stick. I just wanted the button. But $8, it was on Amazon, and there's a bunch of them. So if you want to use a selfie stick, I say there's nothing wrong with them, as long as you're not, you know, busting it out where, you know, you're gonna hit the roof in Space Mountain or something. It's just dumb. You know, you got a big old phone that costs a lot of money, and you're going to, you know, use it. More importantly, it's just etiquette. You don't want to get in anybody else's, you know, ruin their experience. But if you're just, you know, out, you know, over by in the corner by Haunted Mansion, you want to get a shot with Haunted Mansion in the background with your family, and you're in your Halloween costumes. I mean, I see no problem with that. But I would say the Wi-Fi shutter buttons is the way to go. If you're going to go with that, go all the way. You know, you don't want to look like a rookie with the headphones. That's what I look like. So, Ricky, do you think it's okay to use a selfie stick other than, If you're not violating, like, sticking it up there during wishes or, you know, during a parade, is there a time that a selfie stick's okay, is what I'm asking?
Yeah, I think there's a time when it's fine. I mean, you guys do know I take a lot of selfies too, but I'm not exactly like Mike. I won't buy a selfie stick. I'll just gladly take the picture with my own hand. And I have tiny hands. So I have tiny arms. I'm like a dinosaur, but I will still use my own arm, and I won't buy a selfie stick. But I mean, as long as you're not walking around the park holding it out going, "Ooh, look at this," you know, you're fine.
Well, I'm not like live streaming and talking to my fans, because
right,
I don't
exactly.
have fans.
If you're doing that, then I think that you've gone a little too far. But I mean, if you're just using it, whipping it out, take a picture, I mean, that's okay, then put it back. But you know, of course, my bigger pet peeve is the iPad, because I don't want to see wishes through your iPad. I'm just saying, I want to see it through my own view, my own eyes, instead of your iPad. Well, through my eyes, through your iPad. So put okay. The iPads down.
I agree with that. So, Debbie, where do you fall in the selfie stick debate?
I really feel the same way you do, Mike. You know, use it within discretion. But you can walk around, you know, wandering around with it like it's, you know, a kite. You know, it's sort of stupid. But I think it's a great idea for people who have one. Do I have one? No. Would I ever get one? No. But that's just me personally. But for those who do, just use common sense. And don't, like you said, don't stick it out where it's not supposed to.
For $24, I could totally send three selfie sticks to you guys for $24. I'm so doing this. I'm going
on
Amazon.
You know, he probably would too. I think that's the thing.
So right?
I'd go out on my front porch and go, "I didn't order a package. What is this?" And see, it's a selfie stick from
me. Oh, you would use it too once you have it. I'm telling you, because I bought it as a joke, and by the time Christmas Eve was over, we had 108 selfies taken.
Oh my goodness,
it was nuts. All right, so Pam, where do you fall in the great selfie stick debate of 2015?
So I've been thinking about this a lot, because at times I will say, when I'm in the parks, people that have them are annoying me. And I've tried to figure out why. And I think the main reason is, if you're moving, I do not think that the selfie stick should be out.
Absolutely.
I think that it's used to take a short picture, like it's out for a short period of time. But you have to realize, those people who are walking through the dang park with the selfie stick out, I really want to like
beat them with the selfie
bump
stick.
Into them so that it falls. And I know that sounds very mean, but the issue is that they're taking up not only their space, but let's say another 3 or 4 feet, like all around them, because they whip around and blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? With those things. So I hate that. And things like that normally don't bother me. I think it's just the thought of getting hit with it that, you know, starts to worry me, and that they're going to hit someone else with it too. So I think if you're still, you can pull out the selfie stick. If you're moving, it goes away.
Somebody with those kids at Pirates of the Caribbean gift shop, you know, where they have those little swords that they're swinging around, you know?
Oh no, that's awesome. I love that. No. I love that though, because it's
like, I think it's so sweet.
That's being a kid. Yeah, that's totally
Mike
it.
Wants to hit Paige with a sword.
Oh yeah. Random people. Arr,
I could see down the road, I could honestly see Disney banning them, because I could just see in the heat of the summer, cranky people, you get smacked in the head with someone's selfie stick and it is going to get very ugly very quick.
I just can't wait till somebody downloads a show in like 2025 and they're like, what are they talking about?
What is a selfie stick?
Yeah, because that is so like a pet rock. It's going to go away in 2 months. Anyway, well, that's our tech talk for today and a little debate on the end. But we want to hear how you feel about all things tech. Please do drop by facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. That's the easiest way to share your thoughts, because it'll be a fun Friday conversation. We'll carry it on through the weekend. But again, facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. Let us know what you think and how you use your tech. You know, what have we not mentioned that makes your trip better? Please share with our listeners. Don't forget today's episode brought to you by the good folks over at themagicforless.com, helping you plan the most magical Disney vacations ever. Whether you're headed out to Walt Disney World, Disneyland, or sailing on the Disney Cruise Line, check them out. They're going to give you concierge level service. They're going to make it just a pleasure from the time you fill out that free, no obligation quote form. An agent's going to get right in contact with you, and you're going to be working together as a unit to make sure that everything is squared away just the way you're imagining, because we all dream about those Disney vacations and they come way too infrequently. So we want to make sure that every moment, every day is special, and it's what you're dreaming about. So drop by themagicforless.com today. Fill out that free, no obligation quote. Let them know you heard about them here on the Be Our Guest podcast. And you're going to have a great time on that next trip. Check them out today, themagicforless.com. Give us a follow on the social media. We're on Twitter at Be Our Guest Mike. We're on Facebook at facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. And of course, drop by the friendliest forums on the internet, beourguestpodcast.com/forums. And check out Spotify for Disney fans. It's called Magical Mouse Radio. So drop by magicalmouseradio.com. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, we're streaming the best mix of Walt Disney World in-park audio and music over at magicalmouseradio.com. The next Be Our Guest Podcast live show will come your way on Sunday night, May 17th at 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central. So please do put that on the calendar. All right, we're going to get out of here and let you get on with your weekend. Again, be careful if you got a new device today. Look up, you know, don't get eye strain or get a headache. You know, put the thing down for 10 or 15 minutes. Go get something to eat. And then continue on loading your apps or whatever this new magical device does. Who even knows? But it's going to be fun. So happy
I'm
Apple
glad
Watch
you bought
day,
it
everybody.
And you don't know what it does. Good job, Mike.
You do. You buy these things on faith. I mean, it's like the iPad. It's just a magical thing. Who knows?
It is.
It'll be fun. So anyway, we're going to get out of here. I'm going to go check my front door for the 17th time. What was that? I got to run. So for Ricky, Debbie, and Pam, I'm Mike, wishing you a great Friday. Have a great weekend. We'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.